Hey there, this is Cindy Rushton, and I am so excited that you opted into my list. And I want to thank you, first of all, for your trust in sharing your email address. I promise from the bottom of my heart that I will never sell or share or give your addresses away. Your address is safe with me. And I also promise one other thing. I am here to help you be a success all along your journey. I'm here as your biggest cheerleader, as your person that you can brainstorm and you can grow with. I'm happy to be a part of your journey. And so thank you for that. And then today I want to talk with you and share with you one of the things that I feel like is one of my biggest secrets to success. This is one of the things that's helping me as I am building my business even right now. In fact, let me just say this. I'm practicing what I preach as I do this, okay? This right now, I am right now producing something for you in 30 minutes. You read your topic. Your topic is 30 minutes to done. And I'm talking about 30 minutes from idea to implementation to being able to share it and influence others with your idea. Yeah. Come on. This is what I'm practicing what I preach. So get ready. We're going to hit it into high gear, and I'm going to share with you, to me, one of my greatest secrets. So I want to ask you something. Where are you today? Where are you today? Are you a bit overwhelmed? Have you got a lot of options? You have a lot of things that need to get done. You don't know how to get moving, how to make things happen. Are you maybe discouraged because maybe you just recently put something out there and it literally fell like a rock to the bottom of the ocean and you really don't know what other people want or what other people need and you don't really know what to do? You may have a million ideas, but you don't know which idea you can get done. And so maybe you've been sitting and you're stuck, and maybe you're stuck trying to figure out just what needs to be done. Or maybe you're overwhelmed and you're just stuck and you're just paralyzed. You're not able to move forward. Come on. Or maybe you're sitting around looking at all these ideas and you're analyzing which should be first and second and third. And then you turn it around and you do it another whole. Come on. You're stuck in analysis paralysis. Or maybe you're tempted to even forget about your calling and go get a 9-to-5. Okay, you guys, I want to tell you, I have been here. I totally understand it. I am an idea girl. I mean, if you were to look at one of my top 5 strengths, it is being able to be an idea person. I get them all the time, and I can even put them into a to-do list and put them into action. But there's times where my ideas have me just as stuck as some of you may be feeling today. In fact, I'm not just talking about like in the distant past. I'm talking about this year. I'm talking about this month. Okay, this past week. I have to do what I'm going to teach you in a moment. And that has been one of my secrets to producing over 150 different books. And I'm talking about books. I'm not talking about a little booklet. I'm talking about real books. Many have been in print. Many have even been bestsellers. Some of them have been even Amazon bestsellers. So I have been out there. I've been doing this for a long time, but I still get stuck. I still get overwhelmed. I still get discouraged. I still think, where is exactly LinkedIn's job board? I'm just kidding. So, but I'm really not. I'm really being serious. So how do you get moving again? How do you get things done that are really, really, really good, that are what people need? How do you know what they need? How do you know what should be next? How do you get it done to where you are productive? Well, I want to share with you something that my coach shared with me. And by the way, I am a business, a ministry, even a church consultant and coach. I'm a life coach. And that's part of one of my streams of income that I have, because again, I'm an idea girl and I can get those things and take them into action. And so I'm very, that's one of my favorite things that I do. But I have a coach as well, because I believe we should always have someone that's stretching us and carrying us into the next level, and or somebody that knows us and can call us on our crap. And when I say that, I mean seriously. I have to have that regularly so that someone can say, Cindy, what if it's easy? Cindy, how is this working towards your goals? Cindy, is this your end? What was your end result? What is it that you really want? I have to have people shake me up. And so a while back, my coach was working with me, and she said, Cindy, okay, let's get something done. But hey, how about just, you know, let's just knock it out. She said that in the past, whenever I was first writing books, and it goes back to what I was saying about books, you had to be the go-to source. You had to be the expert. And every product you had had to be kind of the go-to resource. So it was exhausting to produce a book, or it was exhausting to produce a set, because it was like you had to think of every question somebody could have and try to answer those questions. Things have shifted, my sweet friends. This is good for you guys. Things have shifted. And she encouraged me to just think about the one thing, the one thing, come on, the one thing that I'm most excited about, the one thing that people really need to know, if they got nothing else away from me, that they, this is something that they could take with them and they could be a success, that they could come apart and this could transition them into a place where they were prospered, where they were motivated, where they were moving, whatever it is. The one thing that could get me from overwhelmed and discouraged and stuck and paralyzed and tempted to go get that job into my essence. So here's what I'm going to share with you today. I know you can now take that idea, and in 30 minutes, take that idea and implement it, and then get it out there influencing other people. You can do this, and I'm going to show you how. Are you ready? Okay. Well, first of all, I want to ask you, what is that one thing that you see that people are really struggling with? I'm asking you, when I ask you these questions, I want you to answer me and answer me quick. And I want it to be the first thing off of your brain. First thing you think about. Okay. What is their one most pressing need, struggle, or pain? Let's face it. I just want to just tell you this. People, whenever they find you, they find your website, they find your page on Facebook, or they find your audio on YouTube, they're most likely going to be finding you through, get this, keywords that you're using and solutions that you already have out there. They're going to have found you because they're looking for something that they're searching for and having some pain with, or they're having some needs in that area. More than likely, many of you found me. How? Because you were looking for how to get things done, or you were looking for how to write, how to be productive, how to get things done, how to produce books or recordings. Am I right? Okay, there you go. And maybe you've been stuck. Maybe you have all the things I've just talked about. You've been stuck. You've been frustrated. You've been overwhelmed. You've not known how to get your idea out there. You found me because of this recording, right? So here's the deal. People, when they are on the internet, if they're not working, they're more than likely looking at something they're interested in, something that is a pain for them, something that will help them to get things done, something that will be a solution to a situation that they are facing. And they want big help for big problems. They want it to be able to come in and quickly help them, make them feel better, give them an answer, give them an idea. You are perfect for that. You are perfect for that. So they probably found you because they found something that you have had to offer that can help them with that. Keep that in mind. You have what they are looking for. You have a solution to their pain. That you are the one they are searching for right now. Soak that in. You have to show up, and you have to show up big. You have to be there because you are what they need. Just think about that for a moment. So if you're needing that lead magnet, you're needing that opt-in offer, you're needing a Facebook Live, you're needing a blog post, you're needing a podcast episode or a series for your podcast. Maybe you're needing a YouTube video. Maybe you are needing to plan a retreat. Maybe you're trying to plan a five-day challenge. This is perfect. I'm going to be able to give you, you're going to be able to plan it out right now and take action in the next few minutes. Serious. But first of all, let me ask you to do this. Let me ask you to, first of all, promise me that the first thing that comes to your mind is what we're going to do today. If you have other ideas, write them on another piece of paper and move it away, okay? You can write the other ideas down. They're going to come. I do that all the time. That's why I have my journals. I always have my journals with me, and I'm working on the one thing I'm working on, and then the other things, I can write those ideas down, but I'm not going to let them distract me and get me chasing that rabbit, because then that's how you end up with a lot of projects that are not done. Okay. So today I ask you to trust your gut, trust yourself, so that you yourself can trust that the thing that we do is going to be the thing that really matters today. Okay. Let's do this. Okay. So I'm going to help you. This is going to be easy peasy, and we're going to create in less than 30 minutes. And I want you guys to be on it with me. Okay. First of all, let's decide and quick what it's going to be about. What are you going to do? Are you doing a recording? Are you doing a writing? What are you producing today? Decide right now. I just went through what jumped out at you. What is it that is your next thing that really needs to be done? For example, I'm working on a five-day challenge coming up, okay? So that's going to be my topic, right? Decision made. There we go. Yes, we're going to be able to do that in 30 minutes, okay? I promise. Or say you're wanting to produce an episode for your podcast. Come on. Decide. Just decide what you want. What are you most excited about? What is it that you want, that you say, this really needs to get done because I've not been getting this done? That's what we're going to work on, okay? Secondly, let's decide the topic, okay? And we're going to be really quick about this just the same. First of all, I want to ask you right now, what is it that you are really excited about? What is the topic that is just buzzing in you that you really would love some time to read and research along that line? Or maybe it's something that you've already been reading and researching about, and you yourself see that something needs to be out there about that, okay? Well, what is the number one question maybe that you're asked? You know, maybe that is something that you could write about. Maybe everybody asks you about podcasting, or maybe everybody's asking you about organizing your kitchen. What is it that is the number one thing you've been asked lately? Okay. And then, or let's think about what's their biggest need or their biggest pain that they have. What is it that they're going through? Okay. So what did you come up with? It's that simple. I'm not letting you overthink this. I just want to ask you, what did you come up with? Is there something that you go, yes, that would be fun? Come on. It's not your last topic you're going to write about. Come on. It's not your last topic you're going to record. We're trying to get you into productivity, get you moving. I want to see you being able to take your ideas when they come and make great quality resources that help you with content marketing, okay? So what is it? Now, I want to ask you on that topic, what is the biggest question that people ask? What is the biggest question? Or what one tip do you have for them today? Okay. What is your number one secret to success? I'm going to give you just not even a whole minute. Come on. We got 30 minutes. I want that number one thing. Go ahead, write it down. Don't get lost on me. Have you already got what you're doing and what the topic is? Is that good? It's only in a couple minutes. So next, I want to ask you, If you were picking like a Facebook or a YouTube or Instagram live series, a 5-day challenge, or even a retreat, there's no problem. It's the same thing. Only what I would ask you is, what are people's top three questions? Maybe what are your top three tips? What are your top three big secrets? Or what is the step 1, 2, 3? Okay. This is all we need. This is all we need. We do not need 10 steps, 12 steps. Nope, nope, nope. Come on, let's keep it simple. But this is exactly how easy this is to plan, whether it's one thing, whether it's writing, we're recording, whether it's an event. This is exactly how easy it is to take your idea and to get it in motion. Are you excited? I'm so excited for you. Okay, let's keep moving. Okay, so now let's pull together. This is what we're going to do. We're going to pull together our introduction and our conclusion, or our call to action. Are you ready? Now, it's literally this easy, my friends. The introduction, let's set a timer. And I'm going to be talking, of course, while you're listening this time. But normally, set a timer like for 5 minutes and list all the questions that you can think of in your mind that people would ask. Or maybe all the fears that they have, or all the doubts that they have, or all the stories they tell themselves. Okay? Write them out. Just brainstorm them. In fact, if you're listening through to me, stop, go and do that. 5 minutes though. That's it. No overthinking, no changing topics. Okay? That's what I'm asking. Next, set your timer for 2 minutes, and I want you to rephrase your one thing that you are going to help them do today into a statement that assures them that you can help them with those questions that they have, okay? We're going to put this all together, and this is your simple, easy introduction. Maybe you ask them a few questions of, are you struggling? Is the kitchen driving you crazy? Have you lost everything? But then you know it's there somewhere, you know. And then today I'm going to help you organize your pantry so that you can, I don't know, this is obviously not my topic. I should be doing my topic, right? so that you can have easy meals in your home and still be able to get everything else done that you have to get done or whatever. But just rephrase that one thing. Put this all together. You got your introduction together. I'm not going to gravel for things like that again. Okay, so conclusion, your call to action. Okay, here I want for you to set a timer also for 2 minutes. And then I want to ask you, what do they need to do next? And I'm not talking about your next tip. I'm talking about what do you have that can help them to be able to learn more about that? And maybe you don't have a resource that would be their next thing that they could learn deeper on that. You have something that you can get them to do to take action. Anytime you write, anytime you record, always, always give somebody their next steps. You're going to hear me do that in a few minutes because I have a myriad of things that you can do at any given time. But let me ask you, maybe they could subscribe to your email list. Maybe they could join you for a challenge or a webinar or a live series. Maybe they could grab a ticket to your event that you're going to be teaching along those topics and even more. Whether you're doing like a summit, an intensive, a retreat. Maybe they could join your group coaching where you literally dig in and help them take action over the course of a week or a weekend or a month, or maybe on a permanent basis where they could help you, you could help them to take action. Maybe they could hire you for a VIP day or a VIP week. Or maybe they could attend your mastermind getaway. Whatever it is, right now, decide what the next step is. Maybe it's following you on Facebook. Maybe it's following your email list. Whatever it is, always have one thing. And I say one thing, don't make it a huge leap. It may be to the next thing in your funnel. And it shouldn't be like go from a freebie to a $5,000 mastermind. I don't typically recommend that. I've not even seen one time where I think that's wise. I really think there are other steps in between, but that's just my opinion. I just don't see myself going and sampling somebody's information and then spending $5,000 on them. Do you know what I mean? So what I would say is, what's the next thing that they can do? a next thing, a next step that they can have. Is that easy? Guess what? Now you have that lead magnet opt-in offer. You have that Facebook Live. You have that, or that Facebook Live series. You have that blog post or that blog series. You have that podcast, or even you may even have 6 months of podcast episodes. You have that YouTube video. You have that course. All it takes to do any of these things is 30 minutes, and you can create a fabulous resource in less than 30 minutes. You know, when I got this down, everything shifted. And it was because it could be this easy. And you know what? My best work happens whenever I don't overthink it and I don't go adding a lot of stuff to it. When I just dig in and say, hey, this is what I've got for you. That's some of my best work. And I believe it is yours as well. So let me ask you, what if it could be just this easy? What would your business look like, or your ministry look like, if you just kept it simple and easy? If you just followed and trusted your gut? Oh, this is just as easy. So tonight, how about give yourself a deadline tonight, tomorrow? How about give yourself 30 minutes, just 30 minutes, and get your idea from brainstorming to implementation and done? Come on. I believe that this will shift everything for you. So I'm going to go back and dig into my next project today. I ask you to take your next step. This right there on your opt-in, or you can even look at the post on my email that I just sent you. You are right there on the webpage. You can see the next step. The next step, I want to encourage you to come out for our summit. We have a summit that we are going to do nothing but idea implementation. You're going to love it, because some of you may not even know what your message is, and you may not know how to get that message out of here, and get it into action. We're going to help you with that. And then also, some of you may be saying, hey, I'm really needing some deep help. I'm here. I am available for idea, to help you with your ideas, and for VIP coaching. I can help you. If you're needing to set up a podcast, you're needing to set up a website, you're needing to set up your whole business, you can either do VIP coaching online, or you can even come down to beautiful Florida, or even fly me to wherever you are. I am open to Italy. Just kidding, but not really. But we can implement and get things done for you. That's what I do. So, hey, take your next step with me. And then, hey, go work on this stuff. I think you're going to do a great job. Hey, and message me back and tell me what you created. I can't wait to see. You guys have an amazing day, and there's more where this comes from. I'm thankful you're on my list. Don't forget to mark me to where my emails can reach you, and let's stay connected. I hope you have a great day, and hey, go implement some ideas.